we call the Thursday, November 12th, town council meeting to order. November, first two items, as usual, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. After that, Ms. Turner is going to be delivering the invocation. If at any time during the invocation, or prior to the invocation, if you're not comfortable and would like to leave, feel more than free to leave. And Chief Shiflett, who is back there, will retrieve you after we finish the invocation. Everybody allowed, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity to gather and do your business. Lord, we ask for Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us in your business, and that your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next item, citizens' comments. Chief Shiflett, is there a... you're taking care of Mr. McCorkle. Is there anything back there on the citizens' comments?
No, sir.
Okay, moving on. Next will be the consent agenda for the meeting last month. If nobody has any corrections or anything, I will accept the motion to approve those minutes.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I have a motion from Ms. Carter. You have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Roll call, Mr. Bunch.
Yes.
Aye. Ms. Carter.
Aye.
Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
Ms. Carter. Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Hey, moving right along. Next item is your reports. All the staff reports are attached, and Mr. Berry's report was put in on your spot today.
Hope it was brief enough.
Is there any questions, reference any of the staff reports? Okay. No questions on that. Committee reports. Ms. Carton?
No meetings, nothing to report.
Ogden?
No meeting, no report.
Mr. Watts?
Ditto. No meeting, no report.
Okay. Planning Commission did not have a meeting. IDA met on the 20th and the 2nd. Is there any highlights or stuff that you would like to throw? I know that it's in here, but Ms. Carter, would you like to?
The only thing I would point out to council is that the IDA has completed the award of the small business grants. We still have not received any other comments from any businesses seeking additional funding, so we were able to fund all of the appropriately completed applications.
Okay. And the Robert E. Lee Soil is attached. Next item is the amendment to the comprehensive plan. There you are. So I didn't see. I thought you were over there. How I'm going to run this, Mr. McCoy, just to let you know, I'm going to let Ms. Carter do her presentation. I'm going to let you stand up, and if you have something to say, then I'm going to let council talk to you if they've got some questions for you and Ms. Carter.
Okay, great.
All right, Ms. Carter.
So as council knows, this has been a long, ongoing process with lots of questions and concerns and trying to come to some conclusion on those. And up until preparation for this meeting, I had not made a recommendation to council on this issue. I'm really thankful for many of the questions that council brought up, because I do think that we have gotten to a much better place of understanding based on the questions that have been brought up by councilors through this process. I spent some time looking at what is currently recommended in the comprehensive plan and what you could anticipate occurring over time if that plan was developed, and that was about 80 units of single family houses. And then we spent time talking about, okay, so if this happened, what would occur? and were there other places for development? So I really do believe that water and sewer usage at the mill, once it is complete and running the way it's anticipated, is probably going to account for about a quarter of what your maximum development potential for residential would have been in the same area. From the point of view of what that means to us financially, commercial businesses pay more for utilities than single-family homes, so the amount we would actually receive in terms of money for that would be even more than a quarter of that development potential. There is an additional development potential nearby, so we looked at kind of all around that general area, and there's a significant piece of property, about 100 acres, that's located kind of back behind the houses on Union Hill. And then there's additional acreage along the 60 corridor, which, as a crow flies, is a very short distance. Finally, the biggest thing that I came to in terms of recommending to you for the town, what differentiates this situation, regardless of what happens with development at the mill, is this conservation easement provides the ability to have a trail network. That's different than when we've had conversations about conservation easements in the past, where it's really just been solely for the benefit of the landowner. If council would like to move forward with this conservation easement and change the comprehensive plan, then what I would recommend council do is amend the comprehensive plan to specifically allow conservation and public recreation. What that would do is it would put the onus on Mr. McCormick in his application to demonstrate to me that he is indeed providing for both conservation and public recreation through a trail system. And then the town would sign off on, yes, this meets the intent of the comprehensive plan. That would give us an opportunity to ensure that there is indeed a public benefit to this and it isn't just something that's a benefit to an individual landowner. So with that conclusion, my recommendation is to change the comprehensive plan to allow this, but only to allow it with the element that has the recreation portion of the use.
Question for either you or Mr. McCormick.
Well, can we let him?
Yeah,
Mr. McCormick said what he's got to say.
Sure.
Mr. McCormick, do you have something you would like to say in the beginning before we get into the question and answer?
I don't have a whole much, too much more to add, you know, to what Sarah's saying, things I've talked about in the past. I mean, generally speaking, I think you know that I feel that this is important just to the for lots of reasons, the bucolic nature of what we're doing down at the mill, and I actually want the trail system there. I do want that public benefit, and I think it'll not just benefit the project, but it'll benefit the town. I think it's a really important destination tourism component, and it could be a really important big picture thing for all of us.
Ms. Watts, your turn now.
The question I had was, and I'm not up to speed on what a conservation easement allows and doesn't allow. I know the restrictions on it. Will it allow recreational uses?
Yes.
It will.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of the language in these easements, we can build that kind of stuff into it, and I think it actually benefits to have the public use. I think that's actually a beneficial thing to the easement process of the
whole. Okay, thank you.
Okay, does any other council members have any question of Ms. Carter or Mr. McCormick?
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned 100 acres behind Union Hill, is that correct? I was told, I don't know this for a fact, that some of that land is just very rocky, and although it may be developed, it may not be that attractive, whereas I just heard that the piece across from Brockman Park may be. Question for you, I noticed at Linton you have solar panels, you know, throughout
yes.
the property. Do you plan on putting any type of solar panels in that on that property?
So, right, we have the hookups and the switches built to potentially do that, but I don't have any plans right now to do it. We just wanted that ability at the panels to be able to do that.
So have you had the land, what's the word I want to use, evaluated, or have you had someone come in from the conservation easement people, if you will, to come in and look at the land, advise you whether you can or cannot do it, what size you are able to put in? I guess if you had those hookups there. You may. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually haven't had anyone look at it yet. It's a pretty expensive endeavor. We thought it could be a one-day thing. We did it at Winton because we actually got a grant from USDA and the REAP grant, and we got some special financing through Virginia Community Capital to be a pilot program for them. So it actually had, it was interesting, the financials, how they worked out. We were able to finance it and have an equivalent to what we would have been paying in power bills there. So it made sense there. At the mill, those financials aren't the same.
Would you write into the easement that you're not going to put solar panels in? Or develop it in any way other than the trail? And because I know a conservation easement, you're allowed to build a house, you're allowed to do this and do that. Is that the only thing you're going to put in the easement, that we may have trails and camping? Is that it?
Well, I think it allowed, the way we had written it, it does allow for one structure of some kind or no structure at all. I can't remember what exactly that said. But the solar panels that we're talking about, if I ever did do that, it would not be on the conservation land. It would be on the 7 acres surrounding the mill, which would be right on the property. The two different parcels.
The very top part on the edge?
That's in the easement. That's, they would not go there.
That's not very attractive though, is it?
No, we wouldn't want to do that.
Okay,
and you'd be crossing streams and everything with the wires and whatnot.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I do. Also, the town gave you a credit for the hookup. We bought a park. Do you pay utilities now to the town for water and sewage? So we do collect that money. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that's it.
Okay, anybody else? All right, nobody else, I will entertain a motion for the comprehensive plan. I have a motion from Mr. Bunch. May I have a second, please? I have a second from Ms. Ogden.
May I have a clarification that is for the conservation and recreation?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I'm not sure that...
I was just clarifying that was an amendment to conservation and recreation rather than agriculture, so that it is clear that would have to be accounted for.
Okay.
Roll call. Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Mr. Wallace.
Nay.
And Ms. Wheat.
Nay.
Okay. Motion was not carried. 2-3-0.
It was carried, wasn't it?
No.
Nay
was to not grant the easement.
Right.
The motion was to accept the easement.
Right.
So the motion was not carried. Trust me.
I'm confused.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Utilities policy change. Ms. Carter.
Yes, sir. Staff has recommended a few changes. One of them, the major and substantive change, is a policy change regarding availability fees. So long term, the town, just as many other municipal systems, has charged a connection fee, which is, you know, typically right now it's $250 for water, $250 for sewer. It's kind of the labor to actually kind of drop the meter, make that final connection. And we also charge an availability fee. And the availability fee is the cost that somebody's putting in that accounts for the capital it took to get to where there would be sewer or water service in that area. So it accounts for your water treatment plant, your wastewater treatment plant, distribution pipes, collection pipes, and so forth. In larger systems, typically that availability fee is really viewed as your capital fund. So in a Chesterfield County, which is a growing locality and a very large system, all of those availability fees go to their capital program, and the connection fees go to actually just the dropping of the meters and so forth, and then the things that people pay monthly just go to the operations costs, and they're able to separate that out. We are never going to be able to separate that out because we're never going to be a high enough growth locality. We're not going to have enough of those availability fees. And so what we're running into in town is those availability fees are actually creating a disincentive for people to hook up to the system. And what we need more than that availability fee one time is we need customers. And so staff's recommendation is that we get rid of the availability fee, but then put in language that essentially says that if a use is being proposed that's not accounted for in terms of what is available, or the use is going to have a negative impact on their neighbors, then at that point we would charge availability based on cost. We also made some other changes that more accurately reflect what we're really doing. We had, for example, a policy long term that talked about charging people for a reread of their meters. We in practice never do that. If somebody wants their meter reread, we go reread it. And sometimes that happens more than once, and we just don't. We've never felt good about charging that, and we never do. So that was something we deleted because we feel like that's a good customer service. If somebody has a question about what's happening at their meter, we want to answer that question, even if it takes more than one visit to do so. Ms. Morgan also clarified the language about when you're overdue, again, trying to make that really crystal clear to people. So this was really just tightening up a couple of the other things, but the major change is the change to availability fees. I have discussed this with the Utilities Committee. They're in support of it, but we wanted to have a broader conversation with the rest of the council.
Does anybody have any questions, Ms. Carter? Do we need a vote on this, Ms. Carter?
Yes, sir.
Being no question at this time, may I have a motion to accept the changes to the utility bond?
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watch. I have a second.
I'll second.
I have a second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any further discussion? Being no further discussion, roll call. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Mr. Watch?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
And Mr. Buck?
Aye.
500. Ms. Carter, the new HVAC system.
This is just coming to council for purchasing approval. Mr. Thompson has received several quotes on getting new HVAC in town hall. This does include the disinfection and filtering so that we will be able to keep staff and customers safer. The cost is $16,200, and it is using a vendor that he has worked with in the past and had a good experience with. And that is the lowest quote.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the purchase of the HVAC system?
I'll make that motion.
The motion from Ms. Carton. I have a second, please.
I'll
second. I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Roll call. Any discussion? I'm sorry. Roll call vote. Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
500. Next item is the purchase for the audio visual and the streaming capability. Ms. Hunt and Ms. Carter.
I'll start off. Ms. Hunt, what do you want to jump in first?
You can accept, but if I could apologize, I was supposed to have given you a new quote on your, with your packet, and I mistakenly copied the one that you already had in your packet. I did, though, email it to you just now, the new one, so we'll just talk about that. Sorry.
These things happen. We've looked at multiple items on this. So Mr. Payne, when he was here, and Ms. Hunt met with and talked to multiple vendors who do AV. We really only had one vendor who was responsive. So what they got in terms of other proposals was not responsive to what they were looking for, or they couldn't get people to even come look at it. This was an interesting experience, I think, for them. Point Source has been very responsive and has come here a couple times and looked at the setup of the room. The biggest thing we really wanted to get a feel from council, this amount has come in higher than what we had anticipated and what we had planned for. Right about $30,000 gets the total package of what we think council was looking for. So at about $30,000, we would have two very large TVs, 65-inch TV screen on the back wall and one on this wall. You would have a total of 5 or 6 hanging microphones to cover the entire room, 10 speakers throughout the room. And Vicki would have the ability to, with an encoder, to stream directly to the web, and she would have the ability to control on her computer what people are seeing there, and then we can have something different on the TVs. So if somebody calls in on a Zoom call and they want to participate in the meeting because they're wanting to give citizen comment virtually, they will be able to be seen on the screens on both ends of the room, and Vicki can actually show that person and then council as an inset. Then when we go back to the regular meeting, she can show the council agenda and council, or she could show someone speaking at the podium and the agenda. So this really gives us the ability to manipulate how that looks. We would leave the existing projector with the screen, but our anticipation is we would really only use that if we were using the room for training. That and both the TVs would show the same things. They're essentially, we're not going to have two different things on the TVs because the point of having them in both directions of the room is that council sees the same thing that people who are attending the meeting see. So what the TV show is the same as what the AV shows that would be on. The concern for us is it's more than what we anticipated. There's also, if we have the encoder, a monthly cost to that. So we wanted to be sure that council was comfortable. If council wants to spend less and you give us an amount, we will meet that amount. I mean, we will go back and kind of continue to sharpen pencil to get to that amount. About $30,000 plus the monthly cost for doing the encoder subscription is what gets us all of them. So we're just looking for guidance from council on that and making sure we're on the right track.
This comes from CARES Act money, though, right?
Well, this comes from the salary swap. So remember that money is unencumbered, but it is coming out of that, and this would be a CARES Act appropriate use. Yes, sir.
Well, in this day and time, I think it's pretty important. We've had difficulties trying to include the public. I mean, through no fault of your own, but it was just the connection. And I do believe anything we can do, we may do to allow our community to hear us, not only during the trying times that we're in now, but I do believe if COVID disappears, I still believe people would like to join in because not everyone can, you know. I think it's very important for the community, I would imagine, to have a good system.
Most localities are doing this, I think. Yeah. They're going lagging to catch up.
Is this the creme de la creme, 30,000, is that fully installed, tweaked, everything? That's the full functioning, no additional costs, no additional charges, no software upgrades, no component issues, like is there an ongoing, if you want to add this, it's going to be this much, if you want to add that, you know, along the way, like software works, you know, well, if you want this, you know, area, then that's going to be an additional 5,000.
So everything we've seen, I mean, they're coming out and they're installing this.
So what is the email?
The wiring and all of that.
Well, the only thing that could possibly happen is if my laptop is not sufficient to handle all of this and we need a dedicated,
right.
And honestly, a dedicated computer in here would not be a bad idea for all of
right.
that equipment.
I agree with you on that.
And to just run it. Doesn't need to be expensive, but anyway, don't have to have that. I'm running all of this off of my laptop right now,
right.
YouTube, Zoom, everything, and it seems to be working fine. Now, what you've got in your email does go down about $1,000. It's not much, and that's just switching out, you know, and an extra HDMI for a wireless connection for something. It's not a huge big deal, but it does bring it down a little bit and does a little bit of a few other technical things that, you know, it would take an hour to explain it to you, but I'll be happy to if you want me to, but it's all in that email that I sent you.
About
$1,300. But if that would probably be the only thing. What we would be swapping out with the subscription that Ms. Carter was talking about, we'll be taking away the annual subscription that we pay to Zoom, which is $149, plus the webinar cost of $40 a month, which we won't need that. We'll just have a free subscription to Zoom, because we won't be running, everything will be running through the encoder and through a system called Resi, which takes the place of Zoom. We'll just be running Zoom for anybody that wants to call in, or if one of you are not present and need to Zoom into the meeting. So that takes care of that cost. And I don't know if it was 49 or 169. That's a subscription. So it's kind of swapping it out just a little bit, not quite. I mean, it's a little bit more, but a little bit of swap there. I mean, if you have any specific questions other than, you know, what more could be added on, hopefully nothing. And as we start going through this and they start really getting into the walls, and, you know, we start putting things up, we make, and I don't know if anything can be cut back, but possibly.
I agree. We're moving that way. I think we just better be on the cutting edge. We need to ride the wave, not be behind the curve on this one.
So I will accept the motion to go ahead and authorize Ms. Hunt and Ms. Carter to approach Point Source and move forward with this.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, motion from Mr. White. Is that a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Ms. Carter. Is there any further discussion? Roll call vote. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. White?
Aye.
Ms. Hodgman?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
And Ms. Buck?
Aye.
Motion carried 5-0-0.
Thank you.
Next one, set a public hearing for the water treatment plant bond.
Yes, sir. This is just rolling on with the water treatment plant renovation, and there will be a tremendous amount of activity on this in the month of December. Our original plan was to have bids open on the 23rd of this month. We've gotten some feedback from some contractors that they just don't feel like there's enough time, we're not going to get enough bids, so we're pushing back bid opening until the 1st of December. Then we would look for council to have their public hearing on the bond resolution on the 9th. We would be presenting to you as well our recommendations on awarding the bid and asking you to authorize staff to proceed. And we would be looking for a closing date of probably December 12th, 13th, 14th, somewhere in there before the 16th, when Virginia Resources Authority shuts down for the year. So December is going to be a very busy month for getting this done. Again, the whole reason we're keeping this moving at this pace is because if we can get this closed prior to the middle of January, we have a 0.2% interest rate deduction. So that is, over the life of a 30-year loan, a significant amount of money. So we're trying to keep this rolling through so we can get that interest rate deduction. And so we are seeking a public hearing to be set for next month's meeting.
I'll entertain a motion to set a public hearing for the bond issue next month.
I'll make a motion to set.
Mr. Bunch, and a second for that.
Yes.
Second for Ms. Carter. Roll call vote. Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Carter, appointment to the BZA.
We have two outstanding vacancies on the Board of Zoning Appeals. As you all remember, that actually gets appointed by the Circuit Court, but Council makes a recommendation. In just my concern about having that board be filled, I did approach our Planning Commission Chairwoman, June Driscoll, and asked her if she would be willing to serve on the Board of Zoning Appeals. You are, by state code, allowed to have one overlapping member between your Planning Commission and your Board of Zoning Appeals. We had that in Cumberland with our Planning Commission chairman. It worked really well because your BZA doesn't meet often, and so having that knowledge on what's going on with the rest of the development is very helpful. So staff asks for a recommendation to the Circuit Court for Ms. June Driscoll.
Yeah, I will accept the motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion for Ms. Carden.
I'll second.
And I have Mr. Bunch as a second. Roll call, Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Ms. Carden?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wiegand?
Aye.
Possible purchase of town lease agreement. Ms. Carden?
This is a thing that has been approached, the town's been approached about this before, but this was the first time that it's been somebody who seemed credible. And this is really just a financial question about what town council would be interested in. The town has a cell tower at the maintenance shop that we have long-term received approximately $800 a month for the lease of that tower. This company purchases all of these, they essentially lease and purchase leases for this equipment all over the country. And it's a financial services company. They're then packaging these for investment. What they are seeking is a 35-year lease on this. And they would offer the town about $113,000. Now the value, if we keep a monthly lease of that equipment at $800 a month, the value of it is about three times that. But you get that over time versus having a one-time cash infusion of the $113,000. And also, you have the certainty of getting that money versus with the long-term lease could be canceled any time. I really just wanted to present this information to council. Like I said, we've had calls on this before, but when I spoke to people before, they did not quite sound credible. And this is the first one where somebody's saying, this is the package, this is what we offer, we're ready to move forward, we've looked at the data. I don't have a particular recommendation on this, but I really wanted to just see if it was something council was interested in. If you are, this would require a public hearing because we are leasing publicly owned property. That would again set that for a future month, whether you set it for December or even just wait and sit on it for a while and see if you're interested in a few months.
Does everybody think they want a little more time to try to figure this out, or would you just like to set a public hearing in January and just see what it plays out?
May we have a little more time to think about it? I'm not quite sure.
Before we set the public hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because the public hearing would be to approve it if we don't want to carry forward. We don't want to carry forward.
So why don't we bring it back up in December, and then we'll decide whether we're going to set the public hearing.
We don't really have an appetite for that one.
Yes, Mr.
Thank you. I think Ms. Carter's information, I think they have a deadline on that. The offer expires November 26th of this year.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe we want to reach back out to them about that, if that's what the council wants to do. The only thing I can input is we did Google the company a little earlier and got on the website for their corporation. They are legitimate, as Ms. Carter has indicated. There was an indication they may be selling assets, so they are an acquisition company, just so you'll know, and that's how they make their money. So if there was any additional input, that was what I would have. But it might be behoove us just to reach back out to them, let them know we are studying that.
Well, here's the issue, too. We can't do it without a public hearing.
Absolutely.
So we couldn't do it by...
No, we could not.
I already had that conversation with him that regardless of any expiration date he had, that there was no legal way to do this prior to the end of this calendar year if he needed that to happen in November. So that's already been said to them, and he was going to call tomorrow and find out which direction council was going on it.
Good.
So.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I request, and I'll do this by consensus, that we put it back on the agenda for December, at which time we will discuss whether to send it to a public hearing or not. Council agree?
Agree.
Okay. Member from staff, Chief Shiflett. Step into the door, please.
Sure. Recently, we had the drive-through trick-or-treat last week, which was a big success. We had over 500 children attend. Pretty good, and Mayor Toth stopped by. I appreciate your being there, supporting it. We just started the toy drive this past week. We've gotten a few things right now. Mr. Waxwood let it off by bringing in some bicycles, so we appreciate that, sir. This year our goal is 500 toys. I think we can surpass that, so we're just trying to get the word out. So if you can help us out with that, it'd be great. Boxes have been placed out throughout the community. Very positive so far, and everybody's jumping aboard trying to help out this year. Had a few meetings with VDOT in the last couple of weeks concerning 29 out here, and you've probably seen a number of vehicles out there working construction-wise, cutting grass, cleaning ditches. We've been having a fair number of accidents out there due to heavy water in the roads, so I met with some of their VDOT officials, and they're trying to make the necessary changes to get that straightened out for us. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks you'll start seeing some more progress out there, but it's going to take them some time. They've had quite a bit of work, a little bit behind on it. The weather's not helping out either, but again, yesterday we had three more accidents out there, so it's just something they can't help. We're getting a lot of rain, and when we get these big monsoon downpours that are happening overnight, we tend to have quite a few accidents out there. So, and they're going to take it through another step. They're going to do another study out there, probably some places, some signage for slippery when wet kind of signs and things like that, and maybe look at the speed for that area coming through town limits. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everything's kind of, we're still staying busy, and business as usual.
Thank you, sir. Well, I see Mr. Thompson back. Welcome back, Mr. Thompson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to throw in?
Just real quick, Ms. Carter had forwarded me some recommendations from last month's meeting, and I just want to let everybody know that the dog stations have been added. So I've got trash cans on order. The work has been done at the park. I've got some signage on order, so the recommendations have been met and appreciated. So I'm going to let you know that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I noticed that the dog thing was out, so I know it's making some people happy.
We have one citizen comment on it, too, as well.
And you know, there's a lot of use that is continuing to occur down at the park, and you know, not crowds of people, but just kind of that, you know, regular use down there, and maintenance has been doing a phenomenal job of just continuing to kind of make small incremental improvements down there, tidy it up. They've put, I think you said you've got a chain and some poles down there, yes, to block off that bridge so that we hopefully don't get people trying to cross that on a vehicle. I mean, just continue to do those things. They're going to get trash cans down there as well as having the dog bag station down there. So maintenance is doing a great job. And they're now getting all geared up ready for Christmas decorations.
So
they'll stay on the
hot
for the summer.
Yes, I saw them
up
already.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Barry, do you have anything to add?
No, sir.
That's okay. Yes. Okay, Ms. Hunt?
I just want to mention the Christmas parade quickly, and that's that if anyone knows of anybody that wants to participate, just pass the word around and look on our website for the entry form. It's not really an application, just an entry form. And get that in or send an email, and we'll add them to the list so that we can continue on with it. Everything else is in place.
Good. Well, along the same lines, I'll throw it in that Dr. Arnold and I are doing the promos on Monday. Got canceled today because of the weather. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start on the north end, and we're going to do promos all the way down to the high school. I don't know where they're going to be putting them out. I don't know how they're going to be doing it. But, and then the night of the parade, and I don't know how this is going to work, but they are actually building a studio on the back of Jeffrey Campbell's trailer. And we're going to be going back and forth doing live commentary during the thing in the studio. So it'll be a rolling studio. So this ought to be interesting. As a matter of fact, Mike Cardio asked me today, had I made sure that I hadn't made Jeffrey Campbell mad because he would be driving the truck and made sure he didn't decide it was a NASCAR thing and throw me off somewhere. I said, no, we're good. So, Ms. Carter, do you?
Yes, sir, nothing further.
Okay, does Ms. Becky or Ms. Tracy have anything?
Tracy's not on anymore.
Okay.
Gary is on and Becky is on, so if either one of them right now have anything to say, they could raise their hand. Or
yes
chat
or no?
In. But I don't see them saying anything.
Okay.
So.
All right. Matter from council. Ms. Wheat?
None.
Ms. Watts?
No, sir.
Ms. Ivan?
No, sir.
Ms. Cole?
No.
And Ms. Buck?
Yes, sir.
I think I've said what I had to say, but back on one thing, talking to the park, we came by the other day, and there was people just sitting up on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, just sitting on the benches. You could see them from 29, and just chilling out, just sitting on the benches. So
it's a nice quiet place.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So. All right, Chief, can you check? Do we have any citizens' comments out there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. With that, Ms. Carton, we're going to be going into closed session. After she puts us into closed session, we're going to take about a 5-minute recess to give everybody time to get everything ready, and then we'll move on.
I move that the town council go into closed session pursuant to 2.2-3711A.7 of the Code of Virginia as it relates to consultation with legal counsel pertaining to actual litigation involving the town stemming from cases currently pending in the Amherst County Circuit Court, where such consultation or briefing in open meeting would adversely affect the negotiating or litigation posture of the town.
Okay, that is the motion to go in. And I have a second, please.
Second
for Mr. Watts. Roll call. Ms. Punch?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
500.
I just collected them.
Great, thank you.
Good to
appreciate it.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good to see you. Good seeing you, sir.
I need a wish list.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I told Sarah that was there. But you need figures or you need a list? Figures, and we have to do a lot of things.
You need to do it first. I'll put that on the list. He has questions on it.
Like, what time tomorrow? I'll type all up.